Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hall of Famer, former Niners wide receiver, 95.7 Football Insider, Terrell Owens with Joe Cozen Dibs on 95.7 The Game. T.O., it's always a pleasure. Thank you for the time. Sunday's game in Baltimore, man. I got to tell you, the Niners may have been on the wrong end of that, but that was a hell of a football game, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They definitely proved that they're a team to be reckoned with. As I said last week, this is definitely, I think everybody has said it, and even after the game, I mean, this definitely could have been a preview to the Super Bowl. You think about, you know, obviously the game going down to a last-minute field goal. I mean, it could have been anybody's game at that point. Obviously, the Niners obviously had some chances to possibly come out on top on that of the game, but you got to tip your hats off to both sides of the ball defensively. I mean, they kind of stifled each other, but, you know, obviously Lamar's, he's the MVP candidate for, he's not that, you know, not an MVP candidate for any reason other than what we saw on Sunday. I mean, the guy's electric. He's very valuable to their team. So again, we may see them down the road.
Just about 60 yards away from passing Michael Vick for most rushing yards by a quarterback in an NFL season. Just how do you stop Lamar Jackson, T.O.?
It's hard. A guy of that caliber, I mean, he's dynamic. He's electric. He can beat you with the arm. He's beat you with the feet. I think he's dispelled the notion of he's just a running quarterback, and that's what you have to account for. He's one of those one-in-a-lifetime players. I know one of the questions you guys are going to ask me is, you know, how does he compare to Michael Vick? I watched Michael Vick play, played against him. Lamar Jackson is a very much more polished version of Michael Vick. When you think of being a pocket passer, Lamar Jackson can do that. He can do it in the pocket. He can do it outside the pocket and with the intangibles of his skill set to make some things happen when the plays break down. That's what makes him so exciting and so different than all the other quarterbacks that have come out and that he's been compared to. So Michael Vick is obviously the closest thing that we can compare him to. But when you think about a more polished version of Michael Vick, that's very, very scary.
Hey, T.O., what does it do for a wide receiver to have such a mobile, active quarterback who can be a threat running but be a threat throwing on the run? Does it make your job easier? Does it make your job tougher because you're not quite sure if he's going to tuck and run? How does it change what a wide receiver does when you've got a guy like Lamar Jackson?
Oh, for me, it was very advantageous. I played with a number of mobile quarterbacks. You think about Steve Young. You think about Jeff Garcia, who we tailored to his strength because he wasn't a pocket passer. He wasn't your drop-back type of style of quarterback that's going to throw the ball all over the field. So when you learn the West Coast offense and when plays break down, they have something we call the scramble drill. And depending on where you're on the field, you have to be in relation with the quarterback. And I was very savvy and very heads up when plays broke down to get in the quarterback's vision. I had to get in his eyesight in order to make plays. And I think, you know, what makes the plays work when plays break down is if the quarterback head is up and he's looking downfield and he's looking for receivers. It doesn't work if the quarterback is, you know, gets tunnel vision and he doesn't see guys down the field. So wherever you are, depending on where you're on the field, you have to get in relationship with the quarterback to get in his vision. And so when those type of plays break down, like I said, the defense is out of sorts, but you know where you are, where you need to be, and the quarterback knows too, based on those scramble rules.
Terrell Owens joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Was it an advantage for the Niners playing someone like Lamar Jackson in the rain? Because the thought process is if they get together again in Miami for the Super Bowl and the weather's nice, would that be better for the Niners or better for the Ravens?
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, the game can go either way. I mean, obviously when you can't throw the ball as much, it's much more of a running back's game. The style of the game changes. But you never can tell. You never know. So you just have to play your assignments defensively. I think they did a great job of kind of minimizing him to a degree. The guy, like I said, the guy is just so electric, so dynamic. So his skill set is just off the charts right now, and you have to account for everything. So that's one of the things you have to be honest with your defensive assignments. And I think they did a pretty good job, I think, just trying to kind of funnel him, try to keep him inside. Once he gets outside of the pocket, he's very, very dangerous. So I think they'll look at that film and they'll see what they could have done better. And then the things they did, good on, I think they will try to enhance that. But again, the game came down to a field goal. You can't ask for much more than that. Obviously, you want to come out with a win, but I think they're very, very encouraged as to how they played. And I think, if they meet down the road again, I think, both teams have enough tape to kind of assess where they can be better and where, obviously games can be won. I think one of the situations late in the game, the 4th-and-1, obviously, coach, that's his decision. Hindsight is 20/20. 4th-and-1, I think me personally, you want to try to run the ball to get the first down. But that's one of those decisions you have to live with once you make that call.
T.O., Seattle and the Niners both 10-2, one of those teams likely to be a wild card and have to go on the road in the first playoff weekend against a team with a worse record. Do you think the NFL needs to look at that and change it so that even if you're the wild card, you still get to host in that scenario?
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I mean, to be a wild card and host a game, that doesn't seem right. Obviously that format needs to change. I mean, to have a winning record, top of division and have to travel for a wild card game, that just doesn't seem like the right format for any sport for that matter. So, I'm sure that's something that needs to be changed because you look at that situation, it just doesn't seem fair.
T.O., I'm interested in this New Orleans game coming up for the 49ers. After the physical, emotional battle they had in Baltimore with the weather, with the fans, with everything that went into it, and to lose on a last-second field goal, now you're going to go to Florida and you're going to train, then you're going to go into New Orleans. How tough is it to get yourself up physically and mentally when you just gave it your all, and now you got to go into another very difficult place to play? Is this as much a mental battle for the 49ers as it's going to be a physical battle?
Probably more so mental. I don't think it's a situation. Every game is different. Obviously, they know that the New Orleans Saints, they're a great opponent. So, again, they're going to go in there, obviously, with the same mindset to go in there and stop Breeze. I think, the game probably is going to help them because, again, like I said, when you play a great team like the Baltimore Ravens, I'm not saying that the New Orleans Saints aren't great, but I don't think they're as good as the Baltimore Ravens. So they're not going to, let down by any means. But I think a game like that prepares you and it allows you to really kind of play a little bit freely, understanding that, you can't take them lightly. You can't overestimate an opponent. You can't underestimate an opponent. Every game is going to be different. So obviously they know they have some weapons there offensively with Breeze and Michael Thomas and those guys, Mark Ingram. They're running the ball well. They're throwing the ball well. Not Mark Ingram, but Kamara. Those guys are very electric just as well. So offensively, Jimmy G just has to just keep building, improving on what he's been doing week to week. And those receivers, they're getting better every week. You're seeing those guys, Samuels, all those guys, they're stepping up. Emmanuel Sanders, I think, with his leadership, those guys watching him be a pro, run routes, understanding what they're supposed to be doing in those pass sets, and you've seen the improvement of those receivers. So Kittle's, you can't say enough about this guy. This guy is very, very passionate. He's going to play hard, and again, they're steadily getting there. There's a few more games left to go in the season, and you're going to see these guys, I think, get where we want them to be, and that's at the Super Bowl. But you got to take it one game at a time.
Terrell Owens joining us here on 95.7 The Game. What did you think about the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, how Buffalo rolled into their house and just destroyed them in their building?
Not surprising. Not surprising. I've had a couple conversations with friends. Obviously, played with the Cowboys for 3 years, and people's always asking me my takes. And again, I told one of my good friends, like, I feel that Buffalo's going to go in there and roll up and steamroll over them just like they did. When you think of how the Cowboys started, you know, started out hot 3-0. It's not how you start; it's how you finish. And, you know, obviously they've had an ebb and flow type of season. They haven't had the type of season that everybody always expects, you know, at the beginning. And, you know, they get everybody's hopes up. This has been going on for like 10 years now since I left the Cowboys. And the same guy that was there then, he's still there now. They definitely, I feel like, and I've been open about this, they need a quarterback. I mean, they need a head coach change. They need to change. They need to shake it up. For whatever reason, they're not getting it done under the head coach coaching of Jason Garrett.
Terrell Owens, Hall of Famer, former Niner wide receiver, 95.7 The Game football insider, kind enough to join Joe, Coz, and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. T.O., we always appreciate the time, man. Take care. We'll talk soon.
No doubt. If you listen low, get well. Feel better, guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.